Good morning, everybody. Hello. That's what I like, to get a good, you know, healthy, joyous good morning back. Can't hear me. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's better. I'll do better. We're going to have about 5 or 10 minutes of a few announcements and any questions that you might have. And we'll start every session that way, both Saturday and Sunday, just to kind of catch up on kinds of things. So I'll start with a few little announcements. And one is that the value statement, which you prepared yesterday in your small groups and then your plenary, is now prepared. It may be on your desk. And so the value statements are there with the diagram, three-hole punch. It is on your desk, right? Good. So it's been circulated. Well, we would suggest that be maybe first in your book so that we always kind of remember ourselves what we have, the kind of standards that we've set for ourselves. It's a very good statement. I'm very pleased that you came up with that. Thank you, Susanna, for doing that. I think she worked all night over in the tower next door to get that done. Second announcement is that if you would like some training in using the computer to access the members' website the next Friday you come here, that is 2 weeks from now, Friday you come here, then sign up at the help desk. We've got two computer training labs in the across the street where there's SFU Harbor Center. They have two pretty good labs there, and we will use two of them. And so anyone wanting instructions on how to use the computer and how to access the members' website before you leave today, during coffee or after lunch or whatever, sign up at the members' website, okay? Or if you've got any questions about that, sign up at the website. Thirdly, a checkout is 12 noon, and the hotel is pretty firm about this. You can, however, put your luggage in the second floor. There's a room called the Innis Thompson Room. It's free. There's no luggage charge, and you can put your luggage in there for as long as you like. And then secondly, they're going to open the lounge, which is just off the lobby a little bit, a few stairs off the lobby, which is not normally open. They will open the lounge where you can sit, read, have coffee, mix with friends. If you want, you can buy a drink or whatever. But they'll keep the lounge open all afternoon, so there's a place for you to be, okay, and a place to leave your luggage. Next Friday, there will be no reception, okay? That was the opening reception. There will be no reception next Friday night, but there will be the training program in computers. And if we can think of something else that we might do in terms of training members or something you might like, just let us know, and we will arrange that if we can. I was reminded by one of your members that gratuities are not covered. The government pays your room and all this kind of stuff. But any gratuities that you feel you might want to give to staff are on your own. They are not covered by the government. And another suggestion made by one of the members while going around at breakfast this morning seems like a good one, and we're going to do it. We're going to sometimes, between now and the next couple of weeks or so, get a big map of British Columbia, probably from Elections BC. How's that? Well, I think we're getting a pretty good positive nod over there. So every member will get a big map of British Columbia, the electoral district, and we're going to put a star where every member is from the Citizens Assembly. So you'll be able to take a look at this map and take a look where we all come from. So that would be very nice to have. So thank you very much for that suggestion. And then finally, Douglas Waller. Where are you, Douglas? There's Douglas right there. He has offered next Friday, next Saturday, after dinner. He apparently has got a very good disc jockey program on his computer. And after dinner on Saturday, he is willing to manage and be a disc jockey in the concourse area after dinner. We can be there and have a good time and buy a couple of drinks from the cash bar if we wish, just for those people who would kind of like to have a little bit of entertainment. So that's great. If any other, thank you, Doug. If any of you other have suggestions like that of some kind,
bring your dancing shoes.
Bring your dancing shoes. Any questions or other comments before we turn this over to our fellow professors? No comments? Questions? Everything going well?
Excuse me, Jack.
Yes.
It's Mary over here. Do we just drop these off today, the expense forms, or do we mail them?
drop them off here?
Can we just... Perfect, thank you.
Did you hear that? Drop them off here, but if you have further expenses while going home, then mail them from home.
Okay?
Great. Pardon me? Yes?
I just wanted to know how much time ahead of time should we be at the airport, because I'm getting conflicting decisions by people, whether it should be an hour ahead, 2 hours, 5 hours.
Well, you don't want to take my advice. My advice is 1 day. I'm so compulsive about missing planes that you never want to travel with me. But my hunch is that a good, clear 1 hour should be good. Is that fair? A good, clear 1 hour should be just fine. Okay? Any other questions? Yes?
Hi. If we have already checked out and turned in our keys and our luggage is on the second floor, how do we get up in the elevator?
Actually, you can get to the second floor without a key. It's only above the third floor you need a key.
Okay, thank you.
But there's a question I knew the answer to. Would someone else ask me another question that I know the answer to? Is that it? Okay. I'm then going to call upon Professor Campbell Sharman, who's going to talk about website matters, introduction to website and submissions. Okay? Campbell.
Well, my name's Campbell Sharman. I work with Ken to prepare the material for the sessions. And what I want to do is just very briefly look at a couple of sets of information which ought to help you become more familiar with the task you have to perform. The first thing I'm going to look at is the glossary. And my colleagues make fun of me in the glossary because I think that there's always a solution to be found in the glossary. But before I do that, can I just say that the information that's in the glossary and in the submissions which I'm going to deal with really has three goals, three things to do. The first, it may help you to come to grips with the information presented in these sessions. Second, it may help you refine your ideas about what's important in an electoral system. And the third thing is, it's another way of presenting the information and ideas relevant to the task of the Citizens' Assembly. Really, it seems to me that what we're doing in the first couple of sessions is in some ways going over the same material in different ways. A lot of it, many of you may be unfamiliar. Maybe you're familiar with some of it, but not all of it. And what we're trying to do is to present information in ways that make sense to you. And these two sets of information are minor but important ways of doing that. Okay. The glossary. Now, it's printed out. It's like a dictionary. It's in the last page of your blue, in the back of your blue folder. And it's simply a list of words. Some of the terms, well, all of the terms are related in some way to government and elections in British Columbia. Some of them are technical terms, like alternative vote. It's not something you use over breakfast usually. Some of them are terms that you use a lot. Say, for example, the term government. But government means different things in different contexts. For some people, it means everything in the public sector. The government should do this, or it's a government job, or whatever. But it also has a kind of technical meaning. It can mean the people in the most important elected positions in the province who make decisions about steering what the government does. So a number of terms in the glossary are simply there to try and unpack terms which look familiar. And then there are some obscure ones which will crop up just in passing, and normally you skate over, or normally probably you should skate over, but they're things like order in council. Now, no one really needs to know what an order in council is, but sometimes it may crop up and you can find it. Now, it doesn't mean I want to disclaim. It's not, I wouldn't go to the wall and defend what's, or Citizens Assembly is not responsible for the exact definition. It's intended to help you. It's not the be-all and end-all. Most of the technical terms, for example, you'll find in the famous Blue Book by Farrell, and will give better and more extensive definitions. But it's intended just to help you deal with terms that you think you'd like more information on. I think it's a good read, but then it's a matter of taste. Now, should I say it's on the web? Don't try and read this. I find I can't read that. That side and that side may be bigger because I'm closer. All I'm going to do is just say that, and this isn't my computer, so it's a bit fumbly, is, you can see it's not my computer. If you go to learning resources in the sidebar on there, and you go to the bottom, the glossary, there it is, and hey presto, there is the glossary. And those blue words, those list of blue terms, are exactly the same list as you've got in the printed form in the back. The only advantage in using the web one, or disadvantage, which way you want to look at it, is that if you click on a particular term, like assembly, it gives you, see the things in bold blue, you click on them, it will take you to the next meaning. I should say, if you think there are terms that we should have included in the glossary, then please let us know and we'll stick it in. Okay, so much for the glossary. I'll take some questions right at the end on both of these things, if people have them. Second thing is submissions. And at the back of the plastic folder you got, the insert in your bag, there's a little two-sided sheet about submissions. And the first thing I should say is that dealing with submissions will be something or a major part of your concern later in the piece when you get to the deliberative and hearing phases of the Citizens Assembly work. Then submissions will be important. But the idea of submissions is that they're an important way of involving the public. They show the range and strength of opinions in British Columbia. Many of them provide a great deal of useful information. There are people there who've gone to great effort and work to present information for us. But their main function is to engage as many people as possible in the debate and discussion over electoral reform. Now, for members, again, they've got an additional function, as well as the substance you may have to consider later in the piece, they're a good way of illustrating the issues raised in the learning sessions. So you look at these submissions, you find all kinds of things which we will have touched on in the learning sessions. Secondly, they show the range of ideas and competing values and preferences that are out there in British Columbia. Some of them are quite strongly held. Some people have very clear ideas about the way electoral change should go, or that there should be no change at all. So it's useful for both of those things. And as I say, I think it helps refine your ideas about what's going on and is another way of dealing with the information before you. Now, they're quite a range. Submissions range from very strongly held brief statements about what the Citizens Assembly should do to very comprehensive, well worked out submissions arguing, justifying a particular piece. Some of them appear to have no relevance at all to what the Citizens Assembly is doing, its mandate, but we felt that if it's to the Citizens Assembly and it's not defamatory or that we should put it, we should include it on the index of the submissions, because in some way or another it may touch on the concerns that the Citizens Assembly wants to deal with. So it shows a range of the views out there about government in general and the electoral process, incidentally. Now, in order to try and make sense, or in order to try to help you deal with the submissions. They're indexed on the website. There's also a hard copy in the held in the Citizens Assembly office. And later in the deliberative and hearing phases, we may have to, or the Citizens Assembly itself may have to decide quite how it deals with submissions, whether you get copies of some or all of them or whatever. But at the moment, because they're kind of, they're there for you to look at, for you, just to let you know what's going on. They're not a vital part, but they are a useful part about the learning phase. They're available on the web, and they are indexed, and they're abstract. It's 250 characters. That's all the space there is, just to say what it's about. Now, I'll just get to the web page. So you go to Get Involved, and then View Submissions. I say, I can't read that. I can only just read that. But so I'm just indicating how you get there. And then the things in blue, the large blue things, each one of those is a submission. And if you click on any one of them, then that expands. I'm going down to the third one there. That's how it expands. It's got an abstract. And the little thing at the bottom, sometimes the whole submission is in that bottom, little bottom bit called submission content. So that may go on for a page or two. And sometimes the submission is an attached document. So those little icons at the bottom there, if you click on any one of those, well, there are two documents there, and it expands into the submission the person made. Others link to websites. If you click on that particular website in blue, web address, it will pop up. So I'm not suggesting that you spend all your time reading them. They are, I think, they are a useful way of getting an idea about the kinds of issues that you'll be dealing with later on, as well as these sessions. So they provide illustrations of the kinds of material we're dealing with. Later in the piece, by the end of this session, the learning session, we'll try and make a report. We'll make a report summarising the submissions and indicating the kinds of things they deal with. But as I say, I think it's a useful way to supplement the information you're getting in these other sessions. Now I'll hand up. All right, questions, of course. Yes.
I've been given a submission on a written piece of paper from one of the people in my riding. Is it appropriate for us to print that onto the website? Is there a way that we can make that so that people know that it's not us that did that submission, but someone in our area? Or do you want us to forward those to someone who will then put them on the website?
I'm subject to Jack, my assumption is that if it's something which you consider to be a submission to the Assembly as a whole, then you should forward it to me or to anyone in the Assembly saying, I've given this as a submission. The only requirement we really have is that there is a name, first and last name, and an address or a phone number. The address and the phone number are not shown on the public website, but they're a way of indicating we're dealing with real people. For example, we've had submissions anonymously on the web, usually saying fairly strong things, and when you get back to them and say, thank you for your submission, but we'd like to know your name and address, then we get a message, not necessarily a polite one, saying no. So we need the name and the address and some kind of indication that it's a real person. That's what I should have said too. These, if I go back one step, go to View Submissions. This is Ken's computer, so I'm having trouble. You can search it. You can search it by category. Because what we tried to do in the website is to, underneath the abstract, there's a little kind of, there's a word that says, for example, elections change, electoral change. And what we tried to do there is indicate, you notice they're all set out in bold in the back of your submissions, that submissions form. They're ways of indicating very quickly what kind of thing is in the submission without your having to open it. So if it says electoral system no change, then this submission, the major thrust of this submission, is that you should leave things as they are. Other, I should have mentioned, is a category which means, and it's, I think, very tastefully said here, it may be outside the mandate of the Citizens' Assembly. In other words, it may be outside the mandate of the Citizens' Assembly. But if you want to search, you can search for particular words. So later in the piece, if you want to search for preferential voting or alternative vote or proportional representation or whatever, if you put in that word in that one of those slots on the side there and click search, then it will bring up a list of all these submissions that have that word, that term in it. Okay, sorry, any other questions? Okay. Thank you. Turn it over to Ken.